Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up later in the next segment, I'm going to get into Jesse Ventura, play some TV newscast clips. Also have a clip of a fellow convicted at a university. The university only flies the Mexican flag in hatred of America. And that's what it's all about, the destruction of the sovereignty. They're just using Mexico as a set piece to get it done, and he has been convicted. And they almost sent him to prison for a hate crime. They said it's very hateful not to worship the Mexican flag. Of course, you go to a Mexican soccer game after 9/11, they were cheering and chanting Osama bin Laden and burning American flags. But I'm just supposed to say that doesn't exist and just shut up and love it. Oh, the Mexicans in Mexico just love us. Well, yeah, a lot of them do, but a lot of them don't. And so don't you dare get mad about the American flag being taken down and Mexican flags run up. That's the way it works, boy. Just shut your scum-filled mouths and love the death of this country. That's what the government's there for. Okay. Ted Turner. Last night, I was on Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie had me on to talk about this, and I kicked myself. I'm like, man, I had this article, and I didn't even cover it. And why is that? It's because when you're so close to this problem, and it becomes so passe that Ted Turner wants world population reduction, that we all just kind of forget about it and accept that that's a fact. But remember, the general public doesn't know that. And so George had seen Endgame, where we exposed Ted Turner for these beliefs and saying 95% of us have to be gotten rid of, and so he had me on. But in the time I had, I get so excited, I never ran through my basic points, some of my basic points, so I want to go over those, but here's the famous quote in Audubon Magazine by Ted Turner. A total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Here's Prince Philip. This was in the Deutsche Press Agentur, DPA, in 1988. Said, in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Well, I just want to add the point that Ted Turner has five children, but he thinks the rest of us should be limited to one. Ted Turner's science is completely unproven concerning global warming. Turner claims carbon dioxide, CO2, rising kills plants when every study shows it does the opposite. The Earth has had 14 times higher CO2. Most of the time, it's about 10 times higher from the ice core studies. And the plants grow faster, much healthier, live longer, produce more oxygen. And then animals, that's us, mammals, insects, the entire animal kingdom, lizards, reptiles, amphibians, they all live longer. Carbon dioxide is a good gas. You know, you can, they did this in chemistry in high school. The teacher read the scientific name for salt, sodium chloride. He said, I'm going to make you all drink sodium chloride. What do you think of that? And everybody's like, no, that's poison. Well, he goes, no, that's salt, table salt. Just to illustrate, well, you can walk around in a crowd and saying, I've got sodium chloride. And they'll go, no, please don't put it on me. And with a bag of it, you know, that's the attitude. Well, it's the same thing with carbon dioxide. It's going to kill us. Oh, my God. They're releasing it. We've got to put taxes on everyone and not have as many children and only have one child because the carbon dioxide is going to kill us. It's everywhere. Oh, no. Ah! I mean, that's what they're like. Then they say, well, okay, carbon dioxide is what plants breathe and they produce oxygen, and that is part of the life cycle. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, and water, that's the life cycle on this planet, the three things that are needed. When we come back, I'm going to break all this down. I mean, every radio show, I was on a Canadian show last night, and then I was also on Coast to Coast, and I was on the Canadian show, and they were running ads in the background about everything's going green. It's not an option. You must do it for your survival. Drop by our new green store. Oh, the earth is dying. Oh, my.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The private corporations that control the governments of the world know that they can't just come to you and say, you can only have one child. We're going to say how big your house is or what job you can have. We're going to put dozens of new taxes on you unless they have an excuse, unless they have a pretext. And that's what they do now. They come in and they say, the earth is dying. Everything's falling apart. We've got to do our part to only have one child. And it should be voluntary, but there should be fines. That's doublespeak. It should be voluntary, but there will be fines. In 1975, George Bush Sr., U.S. ambassador to China, he'd run the eugenics operations here in the U.S., that's public information, against the Native Americans, blacks, and others. He then went to China, and they signed agreements for IMF and World Bank loans to follow the IMF and World Bank directives, a presidential decision directives that tied into State Department Memorandum 200. This is all an endgame. And China became the model test ground. And in 75, they announced, the deal was made in 74, it started in 75 to be precise. They said, it is voluntary, but you will be fined. You'll be fined, and there's tax incentives to not have more than one child. But you will be fined if you do. And then in 1981, they began coming around and putting people in prison, sterilizing people, grabbing babies, drowning them in front of the mothers. That's mainstream news. That goes on, and our government defends them, has the Olympics there, never criticizes it. You never hear the media criticize their one-child policy? No, it's now, well, China, it's controversial, but they're doing what they have to do. Remember the head of the 700 Club? Pat Robertson, 6 years ago, coming out and saying, well, China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion and infanticide. And he said, yeah, they got to have stronger Planned Parenthood. We need that here. And I had people call up and go, how dare you talk bad about Pat Robertson? So he said it, but we do have too many people. Well, okay, if you think abortion and one-child policies are of the Lord, okay. I mean, you know, I love it. You'll be for abortion, but you don't want to hear rock and roll music. I mean, it's just, you people got a major screw loose. Major screw loose. You miss the big stuff and then obsess on little things. So we had a few stations turn us off. They said, yeah, he said that, but we don't want you talking bad about Pat Robertson. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not for abortion. And it's not going to happen. Especially forced abortion. But, so, you know about all this going on. Ted Turner's always shooting his mouth off about how he wants to get rid of us. So here he is in the original article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Failure to address global warming will have us all dead or eating each other by mid-century. That's a quote. Cannibals running around eating each other. You heard me right. Says Ted Turner, the restaurateur, environmentalist, and former media mogul, whose controversial comments have earned him the nickname Mouth of the South. And he went on to say, one way to combat global warming, Turner said, is to stabilize the population. There are too many people. That's why we have global warming. He said too many people are using too much stuff. Turner suggested that on a voluntary basis, everybody in the world got the pledge to have just one or two children. And he goes on to say that the Earth will raise its temperature by 8 degrees and that it's going to kill us all. Well, actually, if carbon dioxide goes up and we does raise, as we had in the last Hibernian maximum back 8,000 years ago at the start of the Bronze Age, that's what made human populations explode. But don't ever confuse Ted Turner with the facts. Oh, yeah, they're all dying down at the equator. No, that's where you have higher birth rates. That's where you have more life. The palm trees, the coconuts, the parrots. 127 species of parrots. In equatorial Africa alone. All right, I'm digressing. Ted Turner's depopulation plan. Way too many people. That's why we have global warming. So, see, global warming is an excuse to teach us humans are bad, humans are the problem, and don't worry, other humans are going to have to deal with that problem, and human life is bad. And so once you have the attitude that human life is bad, once you have the attitude that humans are something that are evil and need to be dealt with, then you can kill people, you can slaughter people, you can sterilize people, and it's the moral rationalization for all of this. In fact, Czech President Klaus in March of last year said, all of us are very much in favor of maximum environmental protection, protection of nature, he said in an interview with the Cato Institute. But it has nothing in common with environmentalism, which is, you're talking about global warming movement, which is ideological and practically attacking our freedom. Environmentalism, he said, in the modern sense, a way of introducing new forms of statism, new forms of masterminded human society from above. You can watch the full interview under that by clicking on Charlie Rose, the link. This is out of LifeSite News, Turner's Depopulation Plan. So he's got this road warrior future of everybody dying in mass if we don't, quote, stop global warming. No. And this is a key I haven't stressed enough. I don't think I've even said this more than once or twice. Listen carefully. They do have weather manipulation systems, both from aerial spraying and magnetic antenna arrays. That's declassified. That's admitted. Understand, that's key. They can control hurricanes. They can steer them. They can create them. They can kill them. They can make them stronger. They can do a lot. They can change the direction or the, not the direction, they can admittedly change where a jet stream is, moving it. They can lower it down. They can move it up higher. That's all admitted. And the way they're hyping this, I believe you're going to see more and more disasters. And I believe they're engineering a lot of it. It's the perfect form of government-sponsored, elite-sponsored terror because they don't even have to blame it on Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA, Apaches. They just, and of course, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 1997 said that there are weather weapons governments have developed and that they could already create earthquakes. Now, I haven't seen the declassification of that. I have seen the declassification of weather weapons. I mean, they could control hurricanes documented in 1968. Stanford Research Institute Naval Warfare Laboratory certified it. We had the father of weather weapons, the meteorologist, on here several times, Ben Livingston. So they're running around telling you there's going to be mass death and destruction, and I agree there's probably going to be that because they're engineering it. Notice they're saying as the temperature goes up, super Ebola will get out and will kill 90% of you. And then they chortle as they work in the biology departments in level 4 bioweapons labs at level 2 security. You seen 13 monkeys? Better go see it. Where the nut scientist assistant releases them super bioweapon and kills 99.9% of the people? These folks created Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. They carried out eugenics worldwide. They got the money, they got the power. Do you think Bill Gates gave $40 billion with his wife? And that Warren Buffett gave more than $43 billion because they want to be sweet to have black African children while the Gates family runs Planned Parenthood? You go look at what that's used for. It's used in sterilization. It's used in hardcore, quote, family planning. It's used in special inoculation programs in Thailand where it kills the babies. Oh, yeah, they make the women in Thailand take 3 shots of tetanus. The government comes and makes them. Says it's the law. There is no law. There's films online. We posted them, newscasts and such. And, number one, tetanus is only given once every 7 to 9 years. Why in Thailand are they forcing 3 shots? And it's the women in the village lined up. The baby was dancing in my tummy, happy, 8 months old. He come, they give me... First shot, baby stop dancing, start shaking. Next week, next shot, baby not die yet, so they give me 3rd. Baby die, baby come out big, baby beautiful, they kill baby. See, sometimes the babies fight back and they, oh, the doctor drops by for the shot the next day, which you normally wouldn't do with a tetanus shot, but they're dropping by to see how you're doing. Oh, baby, you haven't had your miscarriage yet. Here you go. Ah, take your fluoride pills. Do you understand the nightmare, psychopathic eugenics? I don't want to call them Nazis because the Nazis learned from these people. It was the England and U.S. Run everything. They're poisoning your water, poisoning your air, putting your kids on super high-powered fluoride known to cause massive brain damage, not just the water or toothpaste, but pills and washes forced at school on top of it. They're hitting us hard from every angle. Ted Turner's running around saying he wants 95% of us dead. Dr. Pianca, the example I use, is it's well documented, and Texas Academy of Sciences wins the big award, 95% standing ovation, repeatedly when he talks about how he can't wait till 90% of us are dead and how humanity's a virus and a cancer. And they were just, yes, kill us, oh, yeah, yes, oh. But here's the larger issue. We got 6,400,000,000 people. It's going to plane out in every computer model and every population study, which has been proven to be accurate, at about 8.5 billion people in 2020. Now only 12 years from now. Once a country becomes industrialized, they have negative population growth. 2 parents have on average 1.5 children. They don't even replace themselves. Japan's what, 1.2. Italy's 1.4. Germany's 1.3. The U.S. is 2.2, but that's because we have a huge immigrant influx. Or is it 2.3? We're dying. And you read the Royal Population Plan, the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49, the British say, well, we want eugenics, but that would make them be industrialized. They're going to lower their population, but we'll go ahead and not let them industrialize. It'll cause a big balloon, but then we'll just use soft kill approaches on them, basically is what they say. That is making sure the third world had a big population to tie them down. So the globalists, this has nothing to do with saving the earth. It's with hurting people and holding civilization back and brain damaging you so you can't compete with them. Scientifically done.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Dude, I'm going to take five more of your phone calls, Scott to Aaron. Then I'm going to get into Jesse Ventura, get into being arrested if you take down the Mexican flag at a university. And that's the only flag that's allowed. And we're going to get into some other news as well in the 30 minutes we've got left, or about 40 right now. By the way, there is a big announcement coming up Monday at high noon when we start the second hour. I will make the announcement. Big, big announcement dealing with this radio show and everything I do. Just you'll find out the details Monday. That's just 3 days away now. You will find out Monday at noon right here on the GCN Radio Network. Whether you listen on the AM and FM dial, satellite, shortwave, internet, you'll be able to find out. Starting with the second hour coming up on Monday, what that is. Okay, let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, my question is about a lot of news articles I've been seeing here lately about the Iran war deal going on, and that Bush, I guess, warned Russia not to stay neutral, that he was going to attack some facilities inside Iran with the nuclear bombs, and I guess Saudi Arabia is doing drills right now for nuclear fallout, and at that same time, Israel is supposed to attack Syria.
I mean, they're doing all those things, and they've got aircraft carriers lined up, and if they do that, I would suspect Bush would stage some terror attack here first as a pretext. But, yeah, they're madmen, and they know their whole agenda, their whole world government agenda is stalling, so they need to really escalate it up to the next level to terrorize everybody into going along with it.
Well, they said this is going to happen in April.
They said it's going to happen on the 5th through the 7th. But, again, the Russians do this stuff all the time. Though this time there are some troubling signs. We hear all the time. We've been hearing for 3 years they're going to attack Iran.
Yeah, but they got the right outside there ready to launch, and they got all the drills that are...
Well, I'll tell you why I think they may do it. And I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I'll tell you why I think they may. The White House has been saying they may do it, and that's not off the table. And they basically fired Fox Fallon, the head of the operations over there, because he wouldn't do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And so they got somebody that will do it now. And it's pretty scary. I think that we might see something here in April.
That's right. The Israelis can't even take on Lebanon. The U.S. and their puppet Iraqi government can't even take on a few thousand Shiites. But, let's go nuke with precision nukes. Let's go nuke. They're saying, we're allowed to nuke people first. They're peaceful reactors that have all been inspected.
Yeah, and also, George Bush, the other thing is that he warned Russia that we'll collapse your economy with our reserve currency if you get involved in it.
Now,
where
did you see that?
It was on one of the articles that actually I pieced it from the Ron Paul. I was on the Ron Paul site, which then led me to the article. And I read, and there's like a couple different articles that are stating that same
thing.
Well,
I've seen that. There's a lot of speculation going on. I appreciate your call. I mean, there's a Russian rumor. Lou Rockwell talks about it and all this stuff. The Fox Fallon thing's scary. Let's just pray it doesn't happen. But they'll fly planes into buildings and blame it on imaginary men in caves. I mean, there's nothing they won't do. God help us. Just God help us. Jason in New York, you're on the air.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Good.
Are you aware that 15 high-ranking Bush administration officials were subpoenaed in the AIPAC espionage trial?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Well, the reason why...
I mean, basically, the Bush administration is either old, good old boys from the banking system and oil companies, or they're public dual agents of Israel. I mean, just publicly, Mukasey, Chertoff, it's unbelievable. We might as well just move the Knesset to Washington.
Okay, well, some of the high-profile officials who are actually subpoenaing that case, Condoleezza Rice, Stephen Hadley, Richard Armitage, Paul Wolfowitz, and Douglas Fife, you know, there's 10 others, but those are the high-profile officials who are subpoenaed in that case. That's a huge scandal. I mean, I think the media should be reporting that, like, every day, especially the alternative media like yourself. Like, that's a huge scandal. They're trying to suppress that story, man. That's a big scandal, man.
I don't think anything's being suppressed. They just had another poll out today where 90%+ of the world in polls believes the U.S. and Israel are the most dangerous threat to world peace. But the U.S. and Israel are being used by larger set pieces. I'm just telling you who owns our banks, and that is the power elite out of Europe, headed up by the Rothschilds, but it's a larger college of criminals, and I don't think that's any secret at all. It's a secret to the American people to think the dollar's strong and that everything's fine. But, I mean, they've been on a giant diet of fluoride that would kill a horse. So what do you expect?
Yeah, that's a huge scandal, man. 15 high-ranking Bush administrators subpoenaed in a spy case. That's crazy, man.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Anything else?
That's it. Well, I posted all my information on the Prison Planet message board, so you can check that out. You know, check out the
what's
HBO.
The What's the headline?
It's high-ranking Bush administration officials subpoenaed in the spy case.
I'll go pull that up. I've seen that yesterday, but I'll just go pull it up on the PrisonPlanet.com forum right now. Also, I'm going to look up that fluoride info. Okay, more calls, ton of news, straight ahead, stand by.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one-world nation-state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father,
by the way,
we need to escalate.
At least once a week now, we take big interviews like Ed Koch or Jesse Ventura, and then we edit articles and documents to either key sections of the interview or the entire interview. We're doing that with Ventura for PrisonPlanet.tv members. For PrisonPlanet.tv members today, ex-New York Mayor Ed Koch on hate speech, and we've destroyed him. Every comment he says is a lie or isn't true. We put news articles blown up, multiple mainstream articles admitting it, over the interview with Ed Koch. That's for PrisonPlanet.tv members and super high quality right there. That's the whole point of PrisonPlanet.tv, is that it's just almost DVD quality now. It just looks so good with the new servers we've got. We just added another CD in to make it even better. In the next few weeks, we will be streaming at least an hour a day of the show over the cameras we've got all set up in here. And I have a little document camera where I put articles and documents or books or things I want to show you. And I have a multi-camera. We've got a switcher, a video player in here so I can play clips off the computer or off of DVD. You're going to see a lot of exclusives live on air, sneak peeks of upcoming films. And that hour a day, it'll be different hours. A lot of times when a guest is in studio with us or we have a guest on the phone, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and it's going to be in a higher bit rate as well. So that's in the next few weeks. We're going to have that for you. Also, there's a big announcement coming up Monday on the show. I just want to remind you because we're getting pretty close to that. Monday at noon, big announcement, biggest announcement I've ever made about this show and about what we're doing and the guests and the rest of it. It's going to be pretty exciting. So Monday, spread the word about that. But I do hope you'll get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. My weekly TV report in studio, the cable show I've been doing for 12-plus years, that's up there. 4 years of that now. The anniversary is next week. The anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv is Monday, by the way, strangely enough. I was just looking that up a few days ago. So 4 years. All my weekly TV reports, in-studio interviews, sneak peeks of films. There were 40 minutes of extras on Endgame on the DVD. We gave you an hour and a half plus of extras for PrisonPlanet.tv members, called it Endgame 1.5. All the best audio interviews, everything. My book, Paul Watson's book. His book's out of print. My book is nearing being out of print, and I'm not going to print more. So it'll only be available at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of media. Okay, I'm going to take some final four or five calls, then I'm going to hit some final important news. Before I get too far behind, well, we'll do the Ventura and the flag in a minute. I'm going to give each one of you about a minute. Stefan in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, and just enjoying that 5.9 gigahertz of light and love caressing my little brain here. Anyway, I wrote a little article on Obama, McCain, Clinton. It's on your on the live show 11-2 board. It's called Never Before Done, Obama, McCain, Clinton Background and Profiles. It's pretty comprehensive, goes into why this country is in the situation it is, you know, the rampant Obama worship, God worship, stuff like that. It has profiles on the advisors. I mean, Goolsbee, I mean, this guy, he's just laughing in everybody's faces about how he went to the Canadian ambassador, and he was like, oh, Obama's NAFTA stance is just campaign rhetoric, ha, ha, ha. And then the Canadian TV reported it, confronted him on it, and he was like, nah, nah, they were just around the corner, and they called me. They just say whatever they want, they think we'll believe it.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, my friend. I'd love to spend more time on your great calls. We just run out of time here. And it is posted in the message board, Rice to be subpoenaed in espionage case. Judge OK's calls for intel officials to discuss talks with pro-Israel lobbyists. So the White House is really in a lot of trouble. Here's another Reuters story, all the Israeli spies basically running the White House. Man, this country's in trouble. Judge approved Rice subpoena in secret case, and it lists the 15 that have been subpoenaed. And you better bet they're trying to keep the details of this case secret. There's also a big section on here where they have posted the different amounts that are in fluoride toothpaste. You know what? I think I'll do a show on this or an hour on this Sunday. Do a bunch of research. Have all the numbers for you. At least I'm going to do 30 minutes at least Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., on this subject. Last week we brought you Jim Mars about the Bobby assassination, and we brought you the Japanese parliamentarian about 9/11 being an inside job. But I'm in here looking at all of it, so I'll talk more about that Sunday. But post all your fluoride percentage findings on there, how much of this stuff's really in the fluoride washes they make the kids take and the rest of it in the government death camps. And I want to be clear, the teachers don't know. They're compartmentalized like everybody else. That's how this stuff works. Mike in Louisiana, go ahead.
Alex, long-time listener. Real quick on the dovetailing with the economic news you mentioned before, an interesting graph that's good to look up, and you can type it in real quick and find it. It's mortgage equity withdrawals. When you're talking about, they look at GDP as reported each year, and they go each year, and the government gives us our GDP report, shows how our economy is growing, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4%, whatever. If you take out what people are taking out of their houses in equity, you actually see the real story. And there's a chart. You type in MEW. It's mortgage equity withdrawal. But it gives a truer picture of our real GDP, when, you know, not this trumped up, super appreciated house value, and let's just live off of our quote unquote equity. And so now that you if you take that into account, and you see that, you know, in the last couple of years, there's been a huge divide in those two numbers, and that where you've got negative GDP growth without the mortgage equity withdrawal, the government gets to report a positive GDP growth. And it's really amazing. So with tighter mortgage guidelines and people not getting as many loans, I can't wait to see 07 and 08 and on into the future what the true picture is going to look like with and without the GDP withdrawal. The mortgage equity withdrawal as it relates to GDP. So it's really amazing.
Well, there's all sorts of manipulations they engage in, to the point of where the shadow stats experts and others have said it's not even, it has no resemblance to reality.
Absolutely, yeah, and this is with the cookbooks, so you can imagine what it really is. So that's amazing. One thing I just want to mention is, as a fellow Christian, you know, God says, Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule the poor, and the borrower a servant to the lender. We know the rich rule the poor. Our fight is making sure that they play by the right rules, and our founding fathers tried to do that, recognizing that the men of aspiration are going to try to seek those elevations to power, and it's really, can we constrain them? So keep up the good fight, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, everything this criminal government's doing, this illegitimate government's doing, is 180 degrees opposite from what the founders said and the laws say. And just because you got the guns doesn't mean it's all right. I mean, this government, this is not a free country to a great extent. This is not what America was founded on. Land of the free, home of the brave, give me a break. Surveilled, controlled, lied to. Let's turn it around together. Only 0.1% stand to gain from this. 99% of us, I don't care if you work for the government or what, we're all in trouble. We're all together on this. Eric in California, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
My comment is on the Daryl Issa article. And
that's right. Daryl Issa, the federal government, they've spent trillions of dollars in the wars and everything from the attacks, and one case, $16 million for a blue tarp that Halliburton put up, that type of scams, calling it a permanent structure. But they're blocking health care from the firefighters and police and others. And go ahead.
Yeah, this story has me just absolutely livid because he represents my district. And I will make it my personal mission to make sure that he does not get reelected this year. He's up for reelection this year. And it's got me so angry because what do all the people who oppose 9/11 truth say? You know, they say, well, questioning the official story is disrespecting the first responders and those who died on that day. Well, could you not have a more blatant example of disrespecting the victims of 9/11 by not giving them proper health care after they went there and cleaned up that toxic site?
And then the government covered up. Day one, they knew it was deadly asbestos and aerosolized concrete and glass and lead mercury from all the mercury switches and the computers and the thermostats and the rest of it. They covered it up knowingly. That's now been admitted. Those documents have come out. It's political, though. If they admit there, even though all the major hospitals in Mount Sinai, some of their lungs have full multi ounces of this stuff per lung, even in the different lobes, masses of them dying, and they block it, but then they use them and pimp them out to launch wars and make Bush look like a hero, but they can't give them medical care for the cancer and the toxic exposure because then the government is on the hook for covering it up, and it's a tacit admission of that, so they're liable. So they're just saying, shut up, firemen, shut up, police, crawl in your hole and die. Thanks for the call. And we've got the video clip of him. It's up on JonesReport.com. He just says, you know what? You don't get anything. This is not our job, and there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you. Just go die. Nothing wrong with you. So that's what you got to look forward to, cops and firemen. The government hates you. They think you're scum. They use you. It's a big, sick joke. I know I got loaded phone lines, but I may have time to take a couple more. I probably will not because I got a lot of news to cover in a short time to get there. The Jesse Ventura clip coming up, my comments on that, and then getting arrested and convicted for the university flying a Mexican flag, no American flag, taking it down, gets you in the hooskow. Before I do that, I'll tell you about a few great sponsors like New Vitality, Aloe Ease Colon Cleanse, Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse, and people joke about this, but it's serious. The toxic foods, all of the trans fatty acids gets in your guts, gets in your intestines, gets in your arteries. Aloe vera is just an amazing plant, well documented for thousands of years to be a detoxifier and a flusher. And I remember years ago learning that aloe vera, it'll just totally flush you out. I've done it. It's so good for you. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Or they also have super beta prostate. And if you're over 45, folks, most men have enlarged prostate with all the hormones and stuff in our food. This will shrink it, make it healthier, well documented. 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call today. Also, don't forget we have a Children International banner. I'm doing this. I've accepted this challenge to try to get 200 children sponsored. I've sponsored two, and one of them is Kent in the Philippines. His family earns $175 a month. We're also sponsoring a little girl. I'm doing that. And I'm promoting this because I know this is a good charity. There's very few that are. And I've had family that's been in the third world and witnessed Children International actually helping the children with food, with medicine, with education. Very, very important. So go to the big banner on InfoWars.com and at least think about sponsoring a child. Because as tough as we got it now and as tough as things are starting to get, it's a lot tougher in third world nations. Interfood. Interfood Health Botanicals, if you go to InfoWars.com and if you link through on the banners there to Interfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, you get 10% off by going to that Alex Jones subpage on all their products. If you buy in bulk, you get 20% on top of that at Interfood.com, or tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that discount, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. It's 20 well-known superfoods that are raw, that are unpasteurized, so you get total absorption. And that's the difference between these and these artificial synthetic vitamins that they cook up. And then last but not least, remember, these sponsors also make this show possible. eFoods Direct, with all the craziness going on, with the food prices exploding and food shortages starting worldwide and in the U.S., I've been telling you this for a year, it's good to have a year's supply of food, very inexpensive, stores in a very small area, and you can always eat your insurance policy, and let's hope nothing bad happens, but if we go into a Great Depression, you bet you're going to need this. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, giant banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, let's go ahead and play the Ventura clip. This is out of Minneapolis Television.
Jesse Ventura says he is skeptical about the official version of events on 9/11 and wishes he would have said so sooner. Ventura was Minnesota's governor when the planes hit the Twin Towers. He now says he regrets not asking more questions about the attacks back then when his words carried more weight. Ventura spoke yesterday with a radio host who believes the U.S. government was behind the attacks.
Jet fuel is four-fifths kerosene, which is not a hot burning fuel. And they want us to believe that it melted these steel-structured girders and caused these buildings to pancake, collapse to the ground. I was on the site within 2 weeks after it happened, and I saw none of these pancakes.
Ventura also said the way the buildings fell appeared to him exactly like the controlled demolition of a Las Vegas hotel.
There's a whole bunch of these from Texas to New York to Minnesota to California. Jesse Ventura, it's hit international television as well. I don't know if it's hit national TV in the U.S. yet. Everybody keeps sending us the links, post them on the message board. The point is, hundreds of newspapers carried the AP story yesterday afternoon that went out. Dallas Morning News, Dallas Observer, Rocky Mountain News, Minneapolis Star, Minnesota Post, enemies like Malkin's Hot Air attacked us. On the Alex Jones Show, former Governor Jesse Ventura says WTC collapsed, a controlled demolition. Ventura skeptical about 9/11. Ventura wrestles with what really happened on 9/11. I mean, this is just West Central Tribune. Hundreds of papers. Good job, folks. You got the word out. You spread the word. I'm not risking my life for nothing here, neither is Ventura. He had the courage to do this. I mean, we've had best actress this year, documentary filmmakers, best filmmakers, just all these Italian presidents, just CIA section chiefs. The dam is breaking. It's making it safer for everybody to tell the truth. And it also backs the globalists off. They recognize that people know they staged the attacks now. They recognize it isn't like Kennedy where it took 30 years to expose they did it. Now the majority know, and now the police are finding out. False flag terror has been introduced in the nomenclature. My mission I launched before 9/11 in July to try to stop terror. Didn't stop 9/11, but it may stop the next one because of you taking action. Keep getting the Ventura story out. This is the biggest ever. Great job. We'll come back, get into the attack by the police state on the other side. You better not defend the American flag. You're going to jail.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, hi.
We're walking around. Let's take a town. Try to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Look, we're not going to play ball anymore. Mexico got its butt kicked, what, three times by the U.S. They always started it. They never really had the Southwest. They couldn't take it away from the natives. And then now the corrupt government down there teaches their people for 50 years it belongs to them. And I'm tired of post offices, government buildings, taking the American flag down. The illegals will tear down American flags, burn them, run up Mexican flags. But now on Mexican Independence Days, the globalist-run universities run up Mexican flags and take down American. And that's what happened here. So this student, Air Force vet, took it down. Well, they came and arrested him, and then he went to trial. And, they're so nice. You only get 6 months probation and 40-something hours community service. What about the issue is the school flying the Mexican flag with no American flag? I'm tired of it. I mean, I'm not going to play along with it anymore like the Mexican radio isn't going, we're taking over, we're going to get you gringos. Ha 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 ha. Listen, I hear that. I'm sick of it. I don't dislike you. You think we're all ignorant like Ventura who thinks, you know, I guess he didn't speak Spanish. He didn't hear what you're saying behind his back. It isn't funny. It isn't cute. Knock it off. Here it is.
It is a case that has divided a community. Sides split over whether an Air Force veteran who took down and tore apart a Mexican flag acted out of patriotism or hatred. A jury spent 2 days hearing the case of that man, Peter Lynch. Shelton Dodson is live at District Court with his punishment. Shelton?
Well, when it boils right down to it, this is just a misdemeanor case of criminal damage to property. But then you factor in the racial overtones. And in all likelihood, this is a case that will be remembered a lot longer.
Stop
than...
it. See, racial overtones. If you don't like a foreign country that attacked the U.S. during World War I in huge racial murders all over the Southwest in one day, Plan of San Diego, if you don't like their racism, you're a racist. See, it's meant to suppress, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're not buying into it. Here it is.
Any sentence that Peter Lynch could have received.
When Peter Lynch tore apart a Mexican flag that had been flying improperly on the UNM campus, he touched off a firestorm of emotions. The reading of the verdict against him this afternoon was much more subdued.
We find the defendant guilty of criminal damage to property.
During the course of the two-day trial, Lynch's attorney argued the U.S. Air Force veteran was only defending federal law by removing the Mexican flag, which should have been accompanied by an American flag. A point Lynch reiterated in a brief post-sentencing interview.
I was a Cub Scout. You know, I learned when I was 7 years old how to raise and lower a flag and fold it. If a seven-year-old can learn it, you know, I think it's kind of embedded into our society as Americans. And I feel strongly about the colors of the United States of America, and that's what it's all about.
Lynch faced a maximum of 6 months in jail and a $500 fine. But instead, Metro Court Judge Clyde DeMerciman gave him a six-month deferred sentence, placed him on probation, and ordered him to replace the flag and complete 48
hours
of
community. Okay, let's stop right there. I'll cover this more on Sunday and the fluoride, and we'll be back on Monday with a big announcement. Bottom line, you see, it's now treason to defend your country. Let's admit it. Mexico's always hated us. We took half their country. They hate us. Period. Does that mean Hispanics or American hate us? No, wonderful people. But let's stop playing games like this isn't the case. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com on the internet. The streams are there, and they'll restream until Sunday when I'm back live at 4. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.